Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, audience. This is Sandra Bueno, and this is Blog Talk Radio, Power to Be You program. Today is Tuesday, October 16th, and today's program will be 30 minutes long. The program is about empowerment. It is accountability, education, empowerment. On today's topic, we are going to be discussing intervention and direction. Now, this came to me this morning as I was on a empowerment Blog Talk radio show that is hosted at 7 a.m. every day, Monday through Friday. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/CFL, as in Coaching for Life. The host of that show is Joe Pipitone, and together with three other life coaches, we come online or on the show every day to deal with a lot of different topics that pertain to your life, pertain to where you want to go, where you want to be, where you see yourself, and we give you skills and tools, technologies that you can use to empower yourself every day. And in this moment, or this morning's topic, we were talking about balance. Actually, this whole entire week, we are tackling this issue, which is so important in our lives, the issue of balance. When we deal with balance, we are brought down to the core essence of who we are as people, of what we are about. And it's a lot easier to say and a lot easier to realize when we can look at our lives and say, wow, we're so out of balance. We are not in sync with who we want to be. We are not in sync with what we want out of our lives. We are not in sync with our daily practices, our rituals. We are not in sync in our workplace. A lot of these issues that we all experience day in and day out, they represent a collective pain. To simply state it, it is a collective phenomenon that is happening to us because we have so much being thrown at us, more to say. We have so much our disposition that oftentimes we are thrown into turmoil because there is so much alternatives, because there is so much to our life that requires our attention. There's a continuous outpouring of take me, bring me, have me, use me, pay for me, just all these different additions and inflections that just come into our everyday awareness, requiring our attention, demanding our service, demanding ourselves. And where do we find ourselves to say, okay, enough is enough. Where do I go from here? How am I going to get out of this rut? How am I going to make a difference? How am I going to go forward when all of this is coming upon me and it's driving me crazy and I can't function and I can't serve the way that I want to serve? Where do you draw the line? Where do you say, okay, enough is enough. Let me step out of this and step somewhere else. Well, that is what today's show is about. It's about helping you to define what balance means to you in your life and to give you some tools as well as awareness that will allow you to go forward so that you too can set yourself up in a different path so that your life will become more balanced and you will then therefore be able to serve yourself and serve others better. And again, I thank Joe Pipitone this morning for having brought this about and given me a lot of awareness as well as to what I could do today in bringing this to you so that it would be of value and it would be a resource that you can relate to and a resource that you can use to go forward from here. So with that said, my name again is Sandra Bueno, and I am the founder of Live and Learn Enterprises, and also the creator of the Power to Be You movement. The Power to Be You movement is about inspiring you and empowering you, because you alone have the power to move forward, to change your life, to change what you don't like about your life, to move in the direction of your dreams, your goals, what is important to you. But it does require you to become aware. It requires you to own up to where you are, and it requires you to put yourself on a self-imposed program where you're going to say, okay, this is what I am going to do from now on. This is what I want. This is what's going to empower me. So to move forward, we're first going to start with the fact that you must be intentional in what you're going to do. By intentional, I mean that you must hold yourself true to putting everything you have, all the awareness and all of that desire to saying, I have to get to the bottom of this. What is the meaning of this? What is the significance of this? And how deep inside you must go essentially comes down to your core being. It comes down to the deepest part of you, the part that oftentimes most people hide under so many different masks that they are actually unable to touch that part. Or they've gone through life in a place where they have been very effective in hiding that part of themselves to themselves because they've done such a great job of doing it in front of others. So when I tell you be intentional, I will suggest that you sit, when you're doing this exercise, that you sit in front of a mirror and that you talk to yourself, that you look at yourself, and that you hold yourself to the point by being intentionally direct, by sitting and saying, I must make this happen. I must make it happen by me not running away from the truth, by me accepting what comes out of myself, my soul, my heart, by not rationalizing the thoughts that I have in my mind, by accepting what I feel deep inside my heart. And that, I will tell you, that it is a challenge. It's a challenge because I have experienced it, but I have gone against it all my life. I have always made it a point to be able to say, you know what, I am going to step up. And that's what I feel inside. That's what I'm going to bring forward. And it has been said that prayer is what we do to God. And when God speaks back to us, it's our intuition. I heard that from a Bob Proctor coach that is very to the point. When do we, or how do we give voice to our intuition? This takes us back to our core. What is at our core? What do we identify our core with? What drives our core? What drives our inner self? What drives our whole purpose to be? And this is why I say that it is very difficult for people to really open up and go if they don't have this desire to be true to themselves. Because you can lie to everyone else, but you cannot lie to yourself. And that you can test me on, that you can challenge me on, and only you will know the truth, because when you are lying in your bed at night and your heart is aching or your mind is racing and you're going through confusion and you have no which way to go, that has nothing to do with anyone else but yourself and your own internal turmoil and drama and trauma. If you are constantly denying who you truly are, the essence of your core, and who you are, and who are you're meant to be. And just to illustrate the point, you can find people who have had amazing successes. You can find people who have amazing degrees, who have traveled the world, who have riches beyond belief, who are just at a place in life where most people would say, wow, if I only had what you had, who are miserable human beings, who have no future in sight, who have no desire to live, or who are depressed, or who are clinically depressed, who have attempted suicide, who do not see a future before them, who do not feel loved. I can go on and on, or you can chime in with me and tell me if that is not true. Because, again, it doesn't matter what we have. It doesn't matter what we show to the world. It doesn't matter where we live. It doesn't matter the car that we drive. It doesn't matter who we're married to or what school we go to or what degrees we have on our wall. What matters is being the truthful person that you were meant to be, being that genuine, unique character that walks around with your name on it, And that requires a tremendous amount of honesty and a desire to be, a desire to have that power come out of you, a desire for you to create a legacy, to go forward, to move forward, to be someone so that you can inspire other persons to be. So again, being intentional requires you to sit there and really say, okay, here I am. I'm going to go off one-on-one, me against myself, and we are going to figure out what I am about, what it is that I want out of my life. Now, that is a gigantic question to ask of yourself, but that's a great, and that's a better question than you wondering, what am I going to eat today? And then wondering tomorrow again, well, what am I going to eat today? And then wondering, well, what's on TV? And then wondering, well, you know, what movie should I go watch? Because those types of questions are not going to get you the life that you want and that you desire and that life that you dream about or that life that seems so far away from you that you might want to give up on pursuing that dream. Power to Be You is about empowering you, motivating you, inspiring you, giving you education from different sources, from coaches, from people, to allow you and to help you to make distinctions about your life so you can move forward. By being intentional, you will demand of yourself answers that you might have not wanted to listen to before, because now your awareness is coming down to them. What you focus on is what you will see. If you focus on alternatives, on ways, on inspiration, on ideas that are going to propel you forward, that's what you will find. If you close the door of your mind, you will close the door to your life. So again, I am knocking on your door to say, open it up, be flexible, allow yourself to listen, put yourself through these exercises, help yourself. If you are somewhere sitting and you think that your life is lost and you think that you don't have a hope and you think that, you know, what you're seeing today is the rest of life and the rest of tomorrow, then I am here to tell you that it is not. It is not the moment that you decide to say, this is what I am deciding now. I refuse to allow this to be the rest of my life, and the rest of my life is starting today. And it will start when you make that choice. It starts when you make that decision. No one else can make that decision for you. You must be willing to say intentionally, this is it. That is the biggest commitment you can make to yourself and to your life and to your future and to having the life that you want. When you decide, when you make that step, when you make that connection with yourself and your creator to say, this is where I'm standing and I choose to not go there again. I choose to not allow that to happen to me again. Then your mind is going to start bringing focus into those areas where you must change or where you must improve or where you must learn or where you must be flexible or where you must improve and so on and so on and so on. But it requires a starting point. Without a starting point, you have no idea where you are, and you have no idea of where you're going or how far the distance it is to get there. Without a starting point, you can't take that giant leap so that you can later on look backwards and say, wow, I've done all this, and I can't believe it, I did it. And to use the oldest cliche that has ever existed, I think, there might be others, but the one that I can think of is Rome wasn't built in a day. Neither is our life. Our life is a continuous journey. And if you ask yourself, what is life? Based on your life's experience, each one of you will have a different response. To some, life is sweet. To others, life is bitter. To some, life is full of opportunities. To others, life has been a constant closing of doors on their face. Why? Ask yourself why. Is it because someone is luckier than another? Is it because someone was born in the right family? Or because someone had better luck and better chance, better circumstance, better looking? We've heard that from so many other people. And what it comes down to is what you do with your experience, what you do with what life is giving you. because we all have a different journey. Just like we all have different hair. Just like we all have different tastes. Just like no two people are exactly alike, even though we all, most of us, have the two eyes and the nose and the mouth and the skin. Now look around. Sit there and look at two people and just stare. Really study that. And it is just, it puts you in awe, where you truly have to wonder. In America alone, 300 million people. No two people are exactly alike. But yet they were made with the same content. And yet we are very unlike on the outside, but internally we're driven by the same nervous system, the same emotions, the same type of reaction to catalyst or to things, to events. Most of us laugh when something great happens. Most of us rejoice when there's something of excitement. Most of us look at a baby and smile and love it. Most of us hurt when other people are hurting. Most of us will not be happy when our fellow man is suffering or when we see injustice. But somewhere in between that line, something has happened that's made us sensitized. And I think a lot of that has to do with our conditioning. It has to do with our conditioning in the outside world, with all of these things that are constantly coming to us, demanding our time, our attention, our money. And this is where we must gain balance, where we must sit there and really realize and say, what are we about? What do I want to do in this lifetime? If tomorrow were my last day of life, would I be happy to go? Would I say, okay, I lived and laughed and now I'm ready to go? Or will you regret so much of what you have not yet done? Or will you regret the relationships that you were unable to bring together? There's a book by Hiram Smith that spoke of an event, of what you could do, or an exercise that you could take to help you define what's important in your life. And what the exercise he used was about two H-beams. So imagine an H-beam, that are one of these beams that's made out of metal, looks exactly like an H. And these are metal beams that were used across two giant buildings. And in the exercise, it just so happened that it was the Twin Towers. And of course, for us, hearing the Twin Towers automatically brings us a different picture. But in this exercise, the day was foggy. It was a cold day. There was that cool drizzle coming down. And here's a man standing on top of the building. And he's told he has to go across it, across the H-beam and get to the other building. So, of course, he's like, no, I'm not going. And then the question is, okay, so for $1 million, would you go across? And he'll basically say, based on the distance, based on where I am, based on the wind, based on the rain, based on the fact that this is very scary for me to go across, no, I value my life, therefore I am not going. Well, the next question was, it wasn't even a question, it was an action. And this is where you need to imagine a person across the other side, on the other building, holding a child, maybe your own child, over the edge of the building, telling you, if you don't get across this beam, I'm letting go. Would you hesitate one bit to get across that building? Well, this is just an example. And this is an example that you can start to implement. To ask yourself, okay, what's important about my day today? Again, we're not here for life. We're not here for eternity. Not in this physical form. But yet we have to live a physical form in our life. And what we do and what we don't do affects us and affects others. Our state of mind, our state of being, our heart's health, our mind's wealth, our spirit. These states of being are affected by what we do every day. They affect our output. They affect the people most closest to us, especially our children. We must become aware of this, and we must step up to a different reality that we are choosing this life. Perhaps because we don't have the right training, perhaps because we haven't been made aware that we have a choice. Even if you weren't born with the choice, you get that right once you choose to have it. There are plenty of programs out on the internet for free that will inspire and motivate you. There are plenty of programs that want you and need you. There are plenty of issues and plenty of groups that you can support or you can come behind or you can contribute to or you can mentor in that will help you get out of where you are. Because it is in giving to others that we empower ourselves. It is in giving to others that we rise above our own circumstances and our own limitations. And when we realize that the rest of the world needs us, and we don't have to go out to the rest of the world, we can be right in our own home with our own children, our own parents, our own grandparents, our friends, our coworkers, our community organizations. There is so much that we can do. And the urgency is that we must do it now, that we don't have a life to wait for us to get to the place where we must be. But it starts with choice. It starts with being intentional. It starts with you demanding of yourself the life that you want to have. So in order for you to have this balance, you need to be present. You need to be specific. You need to create an outline for yourself. What I want to give you is a tool that is an amazing visual for you to be able to see your life in a very simple way and for you to start making adjustments and decisions and choices toward attaining what you want out of your life. What you will do is you will take a piece of paper, you will draw a circle, call it the circle of life, to use the title of Elton John's song, call it the circle of life. In essence, this is a wheel of life. When you have that circle, you are going to create or draw two lines, just like a cross, one down, dividing the circle in two, and then one across, dividing the circle in four. And then you will do that once again. So in essence, you will get a pizza pie with eight wedges. Once you have that pizza pie or the wheel of life, you are going to use each wedge to represent those areas of your life that are of importance to you. Most people tend to have eight or nine. Some people might have maybe 12. Anything more than 12, you're probably, I don't know, you're living various people's lives then. But normally if you have eight, that would be representative of how you carry yourself through the day. So to help you, I will say one will be your career. Another will be your family. Another will be your finances. A fourth one will be leisure. Another one will be health. Another one will be spirituality. Another one can be your job. Job and career are not necessarily the same. Then the last one, we can say that's an open one. You can bring in relationships. That could be one. Or your hobby. Anything that's of importance to you. Now you get the point of how you would work with this. And what you're going to do is right in the center, that right there, you will draw the dot or the little fill in the center. That's going to be zero. Now you're going to take each wedge, so focus on the career one, for example, and from that point zero to the outside of the circle, to the crust of the pizza pie, you are going to give yourself a rate. So from 0 to 100, rate yourself in relation to where you are today and where you want to be. So let's say you want to be a doctor. So let's say you want to be a pediatrician. That's just an example for illustration. If you were to want to be a pediatrician, and let's say you're in your fourth year of college, you would know that maybe you are at a 60% because you're not yet a pediatrician. Now, if you graduated today or you're graduating next week, you're going to be at a 98% or 99%. So what you'll do is you'll put a line going right across. Basically, you're just going to create a little marker. And you're going to do that for each and every area from 0 to 100 and put in the points, 80%, 70%, 30%. But also be very true. Be very true to yourself and do not rationalize where you are. The first thing that comes to you, do it, especially when it comes to finances. And do not worry, because when I did this a year ago, I was at like 25% in the area of finances. Spiritually, I was, I would say, about 65-75% percentile. Now my wheel looks a lot different because I took action. But what you will do is you will then, once you're finished, you're going to connect all of those dots and you're just going to create another picture, and then you're going to fill them in from 0 to, let's say, 80. You're going to fill that in, just color it in with your pencil, and do that for all the other circles. Once you do that, you're going to have a new image of this wheel. And it's not going to look like a wheel. It's probably going to look like a jagged rock with part of it kind of connecting, part of the other wedges being off because some of them are higher or lower. So what this becomes is your wheel of life. This is how you are in your life. This is how you, if it's the wheel of life, this is how you're driving every day. In some areas of your life, you're okay. In other areas, you're really off. So now what you're going to do is look at those areas that are really off, probably two or three, and you're going to say, okay, in this area, what do I need to do in order to make this be more balanced with the rest of my wheel? So if your family life is, let's say, at a 30% and your career is at an 80, you could say, well, what am I going to do in my family to bring that up? And you can say, well, twice a week I'm going to meet with my family and we're going to go out, or we're going to have a great family dinner and I'm going to spend an hour of time with my kids. Or I'm going to contact and reach out my family, and I'm going to go there for Thanksgiving, and I'm going to be talking to them and really bringing them in. Or I'm going to stop using my cell phone, once I come home at 6 o'clock. I'm going to be with my family Saturdays. So you already have so many action skills that you can take that's going to definitely create a change in your life, and you've got to commit to it. So basically what I'm saying is, to create balance, you must know what's important to you and realize that every single day you are making choices that are either bringing you closer to your goals or they're taking you away. And when you are finally overwhelmed and you can't handle anymore, know that you yourself made that choice. Nobody else is holding us to it except ourselves. And I'm coming up with to my time, and I am going to say I will see you again Thursday for the one-hour version of the Power to Be You show. This is where I will have a contributor, a coach, a life coach, a person through whom his life, her life, their testimony, their skill, and their chosen profession are impacting our community, making a difference, and we'll share with you information that will impact your world. With that said, this is Sandra Bueno, Blog Talk Radio, Power to Be You. See you again Thursday.